This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Fertilizer prices have gotten what to only be considered absolutely crazy. The economists seem to have a lot of reasons to explain it, mostly natural gas prices increasing, but also fertilizer shortages in Brazil and Europe. In any case, it makes it ever more important to control nitrogen losses to the atmosphere through denitrification. Anhydrous ammonia is commonly applied to fields this time of year in preparation for corn next spring. Anhydrous shouldn't be applied in the fall until soil temperatures get below 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Currently, the soils are still too warm, but are cooling quickly. Last year, consistent below 50 degrees soil temps didn't occur until December. The Kansas State Mesonet System has details of soil temperatures across the state at the 4-inch soil depth. The goal of applying a cold soil is to keep most of the anhydrous in the ammonia form where it will be stuck to clay surfaces and stay fairly immobile in the soil till spring. Some of it will convert to nitrates, but the cold soils will keep the nitrates from converting into nitrous oxide and atmospheric nitrogen where it can gas out of the soil. All of this is a microbial process, which can still happen below 50 degrees, but at a much reduced rate. The change from ammonia to nitrates and nitrates to nitrous oxide is dependent upon soil pH, moisture, and temperature, basically anything that affects soil microbes. The advantage of applying in late fall is largely to save time in spring, and also because spring rains often get in the way of the application window. Ideally, spring applied anhydrous needs to be applied a couple of weeks before planting corn, due to the risk of killing the seed at the site of application. The main risk of applying anhydrous in late fall is, of course, losing it through denitrification before the corn gets planted. In the spring, if rain delays the corn from getting planted when the soil warms up, then denitrification losses would increase. It is difficult to calculate how much denitrification has taken place, and it is uneven throughout a field. There is also nitrification inhibitors such as N-SERP or Centro that can help keep the ammonia from converting to nitrates. Basically, late season fall anhydrous applications are a little bit of a gamble, and now even more so with high fertilizer prices. It might be a good idea to not put everything into the fall anhydrous application and plan to split apply some nitrogen fertilizer in the spring anyways. Some publications say that we are too far south in Kansas to risk fall applied anhydrous, but there aren't any specific guidelines. Some farmers might want to wait until early spring to apply anhydrous specifically to see if fertilizer prices fall somewhat, or might mix to determine if they're going to plant soybeans instead. The economists, at least, seem to think that corn acres will likely be down next year, and there are a lot of factors to keep the fertilizer prices high. I can't give any market predictions, but if you have any questions over soil fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.